Mark Samuel, episode 16. Been a few weeks. We were off at the Olympia with our company, I1 Organics. We absolutely crushed it. More on that later. Today, we're talking about raising young kids, the correlation in how it affects your business in a good way, or affects you in a good way as an executive or your career. Raising kids is easily the toughest thing that I've ever done. I mean, and I've been through the biggest roller coasters you could ever imagine when it comes to work. I mean, I'm still doing it today. The highs, the lows, the feeling of despair, the agony of defeat, the huge wins, the feeling of greatness, none of that compares to raising young kids. Yesterday, when I was driving my 2-year-old daughter, after I picked her up from daycare, or I don't know what you call it, preschool, she was saying, "I want gummies. I want gummies," which are these little gummy bears. I don't know. I got these little organic gummy bears in my car that she knows I hide. She said, "I want gummies," for 12 minutes in a row. I actually looked at the clock because I wanted to see when she would stop saying, "I want gummies." I had told her that we didn't have any more gummies because I didn't want her to have any sugar at that time because we were on our way to eat something. She had said, "I want gummies," for 12 minutes in a row. Do you know what that's like to withstand hearing a young child, your child, say, "I want gummies," for 12 minutes in a row without you absolutely going nuts? I mean, that may actually be funny to some people, but I'm saying this with all seriousness. As I reflect back on that, to have the ability to withstand somebody, your kid, a 2-year-old, with that voice saying, "I want gummies," for 12 minutes in a row, and you being able to withstand it and get through with having some sanity, makes you a better person. Now, how does that correlate to work? It's simple. If you can get through things like that, you can get through anything at work. There's my rant for the day. Hope all is well. Hope you're kicking butt. Talk to you next time.